If you were one of many Americans sliding all over the roads in freezing temperatures last week, or even if you just saw the videos on YouTube, you know that the safest place to be this morning is bundled up at home with hot cocoa, a blanket, and the puzzle. I'm joined by the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Elsa.
So remind us, what was last week's challenge?
Yes, I said it's one of my all-time favorite challenges because it sounded impossible, but there's a good answer. I said, think of a common two-word phrase in seven letters that has two R's in the exact middle. What is it? And there was a trick to it, obviously, because you don't put RR in the middle. When I said there are two R's, that's T-W-O-R-S, and my intended answer was at worst. And let me mention there, we had some alternative answers that I thought were almost as good. Things like year end. That's seven letters, two words. It has the letter R exactly in the middle, and it has the word A-R-E exactly in the middle as well. So, I thought that was pretty darn good.
Well, we got just around 320 correct answers this week. And the winner is John Campanelli of Hudson, Ohio. Congrats, John.
Thank you so much, Elsa and Will. This is such an honor for me. I'm not going to admit about having an obsession about the NPR puzzle and the weekend lapel pin, but I will paraphrase Charlton Heston and say you're going to have to pry this pin from my cold, dead lapel.
Wow. So how did you figure out the answer?
Well, you know, I know that there had to be some trickeration involved because two R's don't fit in the middle of seven letters. I thought maybe that it was a symbolic two R's, like a railroad crossing, that maybe there was a phrase with a railroad crossing or military with R&R. But I kept failing. And then on Tuesday morning, I had a big cup of coffee, and I listened to the puzzle again online, and I thought maybe two R's was T-W-O-R-S, and I wrote that on our chalkboard, and bingo.
All right, John, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am ready if you give me some help, Elsa. I know you're a lawyer and a journalist, two of the most trusted and beloved professions of the nation, so I'm trusting you to...
We will see. Will stumps me, but I will do my best to be your ally today. Okay,
thank you,
Will.
Thank you.
Let's do this.
All right, John and Elsa, we're in the merry month of December, and every answer today is a two-word phrase or name in which the first word starts D-E and the second word starts C. For example, if I said underwater explosive device, you would say depth charge.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
D-E-C, number one is a place to sit on a ship overlooking the ocean.
Deck chair.
That's it. A warning sign along a road in a wooded area.
Deer crossing?
Yeah.
That's it. A piece of plastic you use to take money out of the bank.
Oh, I know this.
Debit card.
Yep.
That's it. A small vehicle wheeled around a restaurant with cakes, pies, etc.
Small vehicle.
Dessert.
Yes.
Cart.
Good.
A dessert cart, is it? What, when I was a boy, is, grammatically speaking?
When I was a boy?
Grammatically speaking.
I think you're going to have to elaborate. What do you mean, grammatically speaking?
Yeah, so if you start a sentence, when I was a boy...
Dependent clause.
Oh,
dependent
my God.
Clause is it. Good going.
That was great, John.
And your last one. Political event held in 2016 in Philadelphia and in 2012 in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I know this.
Democratic convention.
There
that
you
is
go.
It. Good job.
Great job, John, for playing our puzzle today. You will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games, and you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. So tell us your public radio station. Where do you listen to us?
I have to admit I'm a little polygamous with my public radio relationships. I split time between WCPN, IdeaStream in Cleveland, WKSU from Kent State University, and I also enjoy the convenient NPR One phone app. It's great.
John Campanelli from Hudson, Ohio, thank you so much for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you, Elsa, and well, happy holidays to you.
Thanks.
Likewise to you, too. All right, Will, what is the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Matt Jones of Portland, Oregon. Think of a two-word phrase commonly seen on signs in new businesses, 9 letters in all. Change the 6th letter to an N and read the resulting letters in order. You'll get a new two-word phrase, sometimes seen on humorous signs in classrooms and offices. What signs are these? So let me say it again. Two-word phrase commonly seen on signs in new businesses, 9 letters. Change the 6th letter to an N, read the result in order, and you get a new two-word phrase, sometimes seen on humorous signs in classrooms and offices.
And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, December 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern. So include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thank you so much, Will. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Elsa.